Yes, I can confirm that we have filed a petition in court. The petition basically implements what we had discussed earlier in the interview I had with you, in which we intimated that we would be going to court to challenge what President Chakwera did by rescinding the appointment of the two commissioners on 7th April 2021. But again, what has happened afterwards is that the MCP, once they came into power, they also sued President Chakwera as the president, as the appointing authority for the commissioners, electoral commissioners, and requested the court or asked the court to nullify the appointment of four more commissioners of the electoral commission, including the two who were rescinded by whose appointment were rescinded by President Chakwera. Now, in that legal suit against the president, the High Court judge agreed with MCP and indeed nullified the appointment of four commissioners, including the two. What that has culminated in two is that legally there were only two commissioners by the time we were going to be polled for the first presidential election on 23rd June 2020. We feel as DVB that with that, it means that we didn't have an electoral commission which had the constitutional mandate to administer or preside over elections, and therefore we never had elections for the president, and therefore President Chakwera and his vice, Dr. Saul Chilima, were not properly elected under the constitution of the Republic of Malawi.
But Charles, some people are of the view that because you lost a legitimate election for which President Chakwera and his vice president, Lazarus Chakwera, were elected by the people of Malawi, you are going through a legal gymnastics, so they said, in order to come back to power. How do you respond to that?
I don't think so, because this is a very serious issue in terms of the constitution of the Republic of Malawi. If, as a country, we are going to respect our constitution, we need to do things according to the constitution. We don't have to shy away by protecting and protecting our constitution. The constitution is very clear that any elections, or indeed the electoral commission that is constitutionally constituted, must have six commissioners who have the mandate to preside over or manage elections in Malawi. Now, the effect of what has happened so far in Malawi is the fact that in 2020, we didn't have an electoral commission which could administer elections under the constitution. And we can't take that lightly. It is a very serious constitutional issue. It's not something to laugh about. It's not something to play around about. We need the court to interpret what has happened so far. And in our view, we think we stand on a very solid ground.
Now, Charles, some people are of the view that the court should throw away your case because you are arguing that the swearing in of President Chakwera is an illegality, or basically undermining the constitution, which they argue, if the court were to uphold your reasoning for your argument for which you have launched a petition in the court, that means what they did was treasonous and they should be dealt with accordingly. Is that the stance of the DPP?
Our position is not about the treason. What we are talking about is the fact that whatever transpired after the appointment of the commission, which has been nullified, is illegal and unconstitutional. And we believe that we can rectify those things by going back to the drawing board and constitute a properly constituted electoral commission to administer elections in Malawi.
But wouldn't that create a constitutional crisis?
No. Our constitution is very clear. You might recall, Peter, that last year, when the Vice President Saul Chilima and Chakwera, President Chakwera, went to court, it took almost 1 year of litigation in court. And after 1 year, President Peter Mutharika had served his second term for 1 year, the court had the power to nullify that election. We never created any constitutional crisis, and we shouldn't shy away on the basis that President Chakwera has served more than 1 year now, or close to 1 year. Therefore, we cannot nullify his election. No, we can't, as long as we want to respect the constitution. Actually, the court in the constitutional court, which nullified the elections of 2019, and the Supreme Court as well, agreed that democracy and constitutionalism is very expensive. And in this case, we believe that whatever it takes, we must follow the rule of law and we must follow the constitution of this public of Malawi.